Right, the Big Farnham Bird Count is it's not it's an activity that was initiated by an organisation, and I believe there are some members locally, but particularly across, called the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust, and they're based in Hampshire, but their research centre, and I had the privilege to visit there in October on a course, is down at Loddington on the Leicestershire-Rutland border, and the strong focus there on monitoring and strategic farming support measures to look at, focus on farmland birds. And the Big Farmland Bird Count is basically like an invitation that goes rolls out across England, Wales, and Scotland as well, to actually each year during February to go out, spend half an hour, and just having a look and counting, seeing what you can observe in terms of the birds around farms. And for the last few years, promoted by the Manx National Farmers Union and supported by FWAG as well, we rolled it out locally.
So this is half an hour at any point between the 6th and the 22nd of February. Do you have to go out on multiple occasions?
No, the commitment, the commitment and the idea behind it is it is a small window of time. Farmers are incredibly busy all the year round, never more so in the winter months when the feeding jobs take twice as long, especially fighting against the weather, and daylight is limited. But it's to try and find half an hour's time from first light through till dusk, ideally at times when the birds will be feeding and so on, they're more likely to be spotted. And the idea, rather than it being on a fixed appointed day, obviously at this time of year, you don't need it. Anyone listening doesn't need me to explain the variances of the weather. And like all organisms, birds, if it's a poor day, might be less visible. So the idea is at some point over it's 2 weeks and 3 weekends that farmers and members of the public that want to engage with farmers get out and have a look and just see what's there, and obviously record what's there, and then we've got to collate the records and share them across to England, to the DWCT, to contribute to the overall count for Britain.
What have we learnt from previous years, Paul?
What we've learnt from previous years, that, and not so much just from this count, but from other counts that go on, that yes, there are, we have lost some species, some of birds, but equally there are some numbers that are still very much in abundance. With populations, numbers rise and fall, and it's about observing what we've got and then encouraging good practice to promote in terms of shelter, good hedgerows, good habitat, and appropriate feeding or growing of crops that will support the birds, whether it's the fruit on the hedgerows to take them into winter, or seeds and so on through the winter. But equally, farmers do so much on the island in terms of just winter feeding regimes that it's more incidental rather than deliberate, but also support our bird population. Having said that, one of the things I must make clear is that, having had the opportunity to go across for training and what have you in October to Loddington, to the Allerton project, is to actually realise that yes, we have our challenges on the island, but our natural habitat, our farmland habitat on the island, has not declined in the same way as it perhaps has across in some of the eastern counties. So as such, we are continuing, and farmers for generations on the island, by virtue of the way we farming practices, small fields, large hedgerows on much of the island, that naturally favours a lot of our local birds and the winter visiting bird population.
And I tell you what, Paul, it's not a bad way to spend half an hour, is it? It must be quite a rewarding, a nice peaceful way to spend half an hour as well.
Yes, just to take a moment or two, and one of the, this weekend, what we're going to do is provide the opportunity at kindly the agreement of Stuart and Barbara Clegg at Ballinet Nature Reserve up Lon Old, going towards Lon Old Church. Is 2 o'clock, we're meeting there. You make use of the offices, there's a meeting room downstairs, and it's just to share a few basic rudimentary ideas. We've got some members of the British Trust for Ornithology coming along, and hopefully some members of the team from Manx BirdLife, possibly from Manx Wildlife Trust, and some of the DEFRA officers to come along and just share some of the key tips for bird observation and bird counting and identification. And then there's the opportunity, because they've got the Nature Reserve BALnet, and they'll be principally be wetland birds that will be seen, not so many farmland birds on Saturday afternoon, but it's just an opportunity to practice the skill set. We'll be giving out copies of or sharing access to the spotting sheets, the recording sheets that farmers and public can make use of, and then we'll have a cup of tea and a bit of cake.
Sounds lovely. And like you mentioned there, open to the public as well. So anyone can come along to this and anyone can get involved in the bird count, is that right?
Yes, I mean, it's principally for farmers, but we are looking to try and link up if there's members of the public that would like to be involved in this, if they make themselves known to us, attend on Saturday or make contact with FWAG, then we will do our best to link them up with farmers that will be willing for them to join this activity, obviously, because we're trying to observe birds in their natural habitat. The easiest way to observe them is in the surroundings that the birds are used to, whether it's the tractor that's out feeding the cattle or the quad that's out feeding the sheep or something like that, to make use of the norm, so the birds are less disrupted by unusual presence, and that way get the best chance, particularly after stock have been fed or what have you, best chance to observe what's there around us. So often as farmers, we're out there in all weathers, throughout the year, and they're just, it's second nature to us, but it's nice to actually take a moment just to stop and just to pause, to look out the tractor cab for a few minutes and just to make a note of the birds that we're supporting in the way that we live our farming lives.
Anyone wanting to get in touch, who do they need to contact? How can they do so?
My wife Hilary, she's the administrator for FWAG. The easy way to reach us is through the FWAG Facebook page. That's FWAG IOM Facebook page, or drop an email to FWAGIOM@outlook.com. And either way, or they can give me a buzz on 463032, and we'll help join the dots.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.